The law went into effect Tuesday, but deal spokesperson Brian Robinson says the state won't enforce it until a federal appeals court rules on a related Florida law. He says the state wants to avoid, quote, needless litigation.
If the court gives us some finality that allows us to move forward with this more narrowly tailored law, then we'll implement it.
Georgia's delay comes after the U.S. Department of Agriculture earlier this year said a portion of the law permitting drug testing for food stamp recipients violates federal policy. Robinson still defended the law, calling it one most Georgians could get behind.
Let's just wait a few months, see what the court says, see if they provide a pathway for us to implement this law.
The State General Assembly in 2012 passed a law to drug test all food stamp and welfare recipients. However, that law was never implemented after Florida's law was struck down. But Georgia lawmakers this year thought they'd found a way around a potential constitutional challenge. Only test recipients deemed reasonably suspicious of drug use. Chad Brock is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia, which has threatened a lawsuit.
And it remains to be seen whether or not this law can be implemented in a way to provide for true reasonable suspicion.
Brock says the ruling on Florida's law could have some bearing on Georgia's now more tailored law. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.